Fascinating Facts I Bet You Didn't Know podcast. My name is Sri Khangalkar, and in this podcast, I talk about random, fun, interesting facts about a single topic. This week, I want to try something new. You guys seem to like Extra, so I decided to think of something else. And this, as you may have noticed from the title, is called a deep dive. Basically, it's kind of like an extra episode, but in extra episodes, I would kind of go in depth on like cool new, like sciencey stuff. This is more like I go more in depth on an actual single topic. Like, as you noticed in the title, it's like about spider webs. And so this is just deep dive on the spider webs themselves. So let's get into it. So let's start with spiders themselves. And while they may look and seem very creepy, they are extremely beneficial to the ecosystem, and they keep other species in the world in check by eating them. And if they didn't eat them well, then we'd have like they'd overpopulate, right? So, spiders are part of the arachnid family, which means they have 2 body segments, 8 limbs, no wings or antennae, and they cannot chew. Scorpions, mites, and ticks are also other kinds of arachnids. Now, the 2 body parts of an arachnid is the cephalothorax and the abdomen. And in case you're wondering, a cephalothorax is a fused head and thorax, kind of just fused into one giant, like, body segment thing. Okay, with that out of the way about spiders, let's get into the real deep dive. So the average spider can make about 4 to 5 kinds of silk, but some can make up to 7 or 8, and they're used for like special things. And yeah, so silk is used for all sorts of things, including obviously web building, but many, many other things, including parachuting, which I'll talk about later, killing, and a lot more stuff. So let's deep dive. So the main uses of spider silk are use on prey, mating, and youth transportation. Use on prey is obviously the most known for spiders. They basically use their webs to trap prey, bundle the victim up in silk, and save that prey later. Or once the prey is bundled up and immobile, they will bite the prey basically to death. The second one is mating. Some spiders, when they're like walking somewhere, they'll leave behind like a continuous stream of silk, which is specially made to release pheromones, and this will attract possible mates. Like female spiders will like smell the pheromones and get attracted to the male spider, and soon they will mate. So, the third like main use of spider silk is youth transportation, and that's kind of my favorite because I just think it's really cool. So young spiders will use like a thin but strong strand of silk to kind of balloon out, and think of it as like a parachute, because that's basically what it is. It's a mini parachute of the spider, and it just kind of balloons out, and they can use it to float anywhere they want. And if you ever see like a spider just kind of in the middle of nowhere, it's probably either, and you can tell like the string isn't connected to anything, it's probably ballooning somewhere. So, how exactly is spider silk produced in a spider? Because we know like the different uses, we know like how cool it is. So how is it actually produced? Well, there are 5 main glands that produce the 5 main used types of silk. First one is the ampulate major silk. It's also known as dragline silk, and it's mostly used for like strong structural frames on webs, or as I said before, it can be used for ballooning, right? But it's mostly for strong structural frames on webs, where they'll create like some special like silk lines to kind of hold all the spinneret ones, that are sticky in place. The second one is ampulate minor, and this gland makes silk that is used as temporary structure while a spider builds its webs, like to stick on a little bit as it sets dragline silk in multiple spots, and like things like that. And because it's only for temporary, after the silk is used, the spider will most likely eat it. The third is flagelliform silk, and it's also known as capture spiral silk. This is the most infamous type of silk because it's the sticky silk. If you've ever had your hand caught in a spider web, that is what gets caught on your hand. It's the flagelliform because it has tiny little sticky spider glue droplets on every single string, and they're super sticky. And yeah, flagelliform is mostly used to catch prey and bind prey to the web. The fourth type of silk is tubuliform, also known as cylindriform silk. I don't know why, I've never been able to actually pronounce that properly. Anyway, so tubuliform silk is the stiffest kind of silk out there, and it's usually made by female spiders, although males can, like, make it. It's mostly used by female spiders because they will use it to cover egg sacs for protection. It's the stiffest silk, so it's harder to, like, break through. And the fifth silk is acinophorm silk. It might be pronounced acinophorm silk, but I think it's acinophorm silk. And this is the strongest and stretchiest silk. And it's up to 3 to 4 times stronger than dragline silk. And it's used to wrap and capture freshly caught prey in the spider's web. Because it's gonna, until the spider kills it, it's just gonna keep, like, fidgeting here, trying to get out. So it's gotta be the strongest type of silk, so it cannot move. And after wrapping, the spider will probably bite the victim to death and either eat it or save it for later. So, let's move on to the next thing. How does a spider spin its silk? Well, see, here's the thing. Contrary to popular belief, a spider does not spin its silk. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I guess this is a fact break, because a lot of people think that a spider spins its silk, but it really doesn't. Basically, what happens is the proteins in spider silk are in such a way that when inside the spider it's like liquid, it acts like liquid, but once it touches air, it becomes solid, or as solid as spider silk can get. But how exactly does it work? Like, how does a spider, quote unquote, spin its silk? Well, what happens is, depending on the silk that the spider needs, one or multiple glands that we just talked about will start producing the silk that the spider needs. But it just kind of stays in the abdomen liquefied. And so what the spider then has to do is it has to use its legs to pull out the silk from its spinneret and however much it needs. Another thing it can do is it can stick the silk to something and just kind of fall down. That will pull the silk out as well. And that's basically how a spider would get its silk out of its spinneret. So to finish off this first episode of Deep Dive, I'm going to give you 4 very interesting facts about spiders. These are pretty awesome. So number 1, some people actually already know this fact, but spider silk is stronger than steel. Obviously, because it's so thin and so small, it's really fragile. But from a per weight basis, spider silk has the same tensile strength and has 5 times more strength from a strength density ratio compared to steel. And the only reason why it seems so weak is because it's so thin. But there's a theory that if spider silk was about 1 inch thick, it could stop a Boeing 747 jet. It could be really, really strong. So, fact number 2. Spiders can hear their webs. Kind of, but not really. So spider webs are very strong, and they're really flexible, and spiders can tell even the slightest difference in weight or shaking of the web through vibrations that they feel on the hairs of their legs, right? So what spiders will do is they'll, in a sense, quote-unquote, tune their web, where basically they set their web in a special way. So that way, if a prey gets trapped or something like that, based on the vibrations that happens on the web itself, the spider can tell exactly what the prey is, when to eat it, how hard it's going to be to kill. The spider can get all the information it needs because of the disruption that the prey or the victim causes on the web. Fact number 3. In 2012, over an 8-year project, Silk from 1.2 million orb weaver spiders was harvested and spun into a giant cloak to wear. Yeah, I know. It seems very weird for sure, but it happened and it was over the course of 8 years. And don't worry, all of the spiders' silk was taken non-harmfully, and after their silk was harvested, they were released back into the wild. And if you want to see a picture of it, just Google orb spider cloak. And yeah, you'll be able to see a picture of the actual cloak that they made out of orb spider silk. And finally, fact number 4. There is a spider called the Darwin's Bark Spider, which is really big actually. And basically, it can stretch its dragline silk, and we talked about what that is. It can stretch it up to 25 feet across rivers, making absolutely giant webs. These webs can be as big as like a room wall. They're just giant. Just Google it, Darwin's Bark Spider. You'll see how big these webs are. They are absolutely massive. Okay, yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you so much for coming with this adventure of a deep dive on me. If you like it, let me know by sending me a message on Anchor so that way I can make more of these, or I can stick to extra episodes or just overall fact episodes. Once again, thank you so much for listening. My sources document is on my website, which is in the description. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Bye.